I'm following
you. Are you there? Are you there? Are you there?
I'm here. I'm here.
So, I'm Kelvin, and this is the Meanwhile Podcast. We just did an amazing recap of season one, episode one of Insecure. And what happened is the computer, you know what? I'm still going to post it. Should I still post that one?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to still post it. I am here with my cousin, Erinette, and she is, like me, a huge Insecure fan. We are tried and true, Insecure, wind down loving chicks, okay? So we are going to talk about the highlights of season one. We're not going to go in depth on each episode, but we're going to talk about moments that we like in each episode. That's what we're going to do. Is that good for you?
Yeah, that's good.
That's good for you?
That'll work.
Okay, so I'm supposed to close out all these windows because it's like, it doesn't make your computer work and the windows are open. I was like, calm down. Just a little bit. Okay, so we're gonna put this together in a half hour segment that is easy to digest and enjoy. Okay. So, Erinette, episode one, we meet Issa, Lawrence, Molly, and we meet her friend, Frida. You know, what's the highlight of episode one? Insecure AF.
I think the highlight would be the whole broken punani.
Broken punani?
Yes.
I think that.
Go ahead.
It tells a story for the rest of the season.
It does.
You know. I mean, we've all been there. Maybe it's had enough. Broken punani. Okay. So.
And then you have a lot of stuff that revolves around that moving forward.
I think that's a very significant part of the story. So I think the other big part thing that we learn in episode one, Insecure AF, is I like the idea of how they told each character and they let each character share a moment that was true about themselves. Like, for Lawrence, is when he tells Issa, he's sitting at the table eating cereal, and Issa's about to go out, and he's like, yeah, Molly's standards are way too high. And then she's like, maybe I should lower him. Like, but what did she say? She said, well, maybe she should lower him like I did. And he was like,
yes, right before she walked out the door.
The way he said it, he was attractive in that moment because Lawrence wasn't fine in episode one. He was looking like a dirty little baby and I did not appreciate it. I wasn't
but
for
he
it.
Was looking, he looked how he felt.
He felt like a dirty baby. His hair
he
was
his, he was depressed, man. I'm not giving him an excuse, but his character, I'm looking at it and he looked exactly how he felt, just down in the dumps.
And you know what? I think the show does a good job of that too. They will let you know where a character is at by how they are presenting that character on screen.
Yeah.
I think that is true throughout the season, you know? Okay. So, overall, episode one, they're pretty much just introducing those characters. Issa is being a sneaky sneakerton, going behind Lawrence's back and talking to Daniel. Now, is what she did with Daniel wrong, technically?
Yeah.
Like talking to him?
Yeah.
I get it, y'all
friends, or y'all were friends, mm-hmm. but it's like, how long has it been since they talked? She's on his Facebook page, and then out of all of a sudden, it's a scene where he Facebook messaged her or IMs her and was like, happy birthday, I miss you. And right there, she's already feeling some kind of way about her relationship with Lawrence. So she's kind of like, let's see what this possibly could be.
I get that. Yeah.
But when was you know what I'm saying? It's like it really doesn't show in our first episode. Granted, we're supposed to be highlighting right now. It doesn't show how long ago they broke up.
It doesn't. But I mean, I think that they're letting you know that it was back when they were in college, and then it was when she was in college. Because remember, he was like, used to like Danity Kane, which, by the way, it makes sense. Me and Issa might be like twin spirits, or her, maybe more her too. Because Danity Kane was a full bop. Like, they were like, we in the car, we riding slow.
Danity Kane was the ish when they came out. I really went into them because I was like, whatever. But like a couple of my college friends, they were all into, like, they were into that.
Yes. I saw them in concert.
Yeah.
Twice. I've seen Danity Kane in concert twice. One time it was on accident because they were opening for Christina Aguilera, and that was a whole thing. Then I fought some girl at the concert.
Oh my god!
She shouldn't have been standing up. You shouldn't be standing up during Beautiful. Like, that's a moment. She should have been sitting in her chair. Mm-mm. Okay. Yeah. I was like, sit down in front.
Done with you.
All right. Okay. So then at the end of that episode, we find out that Issa is not gonna get into a relationship with Daniel because Daniel's like, maybe I gave you the wrong idea. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he gave her the wrong idea. And I don't think she was trying to be in a relationship with him. I just think she was trying something and it didn't work.
Yeah.
She tried it. Okay. So episode 2, Messy AF. And it starts off, it's giving you Mirror Issa. She's there. You see her. You're like, uh-oh, here we go.
Right.
What's she going to tell us? And she was talking about no Fs, Issa, mm-hmm. you know? So I don't know. But this episode has two big things that I took away.
Okay, what's that?
App life. They talked about app life, which I am very seasoned in app life, you know? When Molly talks about all the different kinds of guys you meet on the apps.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, and what she was saying was true. You know, if you want a free dating app, you are going to get some dudes that like free stuff. You know, if you're on OkCupid, you're going to meet somebody who might want you to pay their rent. You know? and then you might meet a guy and he's like, yeah, hey, I own this business. And then you're like, oh, do you? And he's like, yeah, can you give me a loan? And you give him a loan, then you got to tell the cops because he took your money.
Holy crap. Yeah, you got to be careful with them apps.
You know what?
Like, what?
He never apologized. So I just need people to be careful out there in these streets. These streets are dangerous. These streets are cruel.
Yes, they are. Okay?
And yes, then Tinder is purely a hookup app. Like, if you're on Tinder, we know what you're doing.
So okay, what is not, okay, so this, we sidetracking right here. What app is not a hookup app? Because they all seem like hookup apps to me. And I've been on, ain't one called hookup.com or something like that?
Oh, mercy. Well, you were just cutting to the chase. You weren't even trying to beat around the bush. You were just cutting to the chase there.
We speaking on app life.
App life is just, it hurts my heart. I mean, that was my takeaway from this episode. App life will ruin your life. But then how do you meet people? Okay, that's a whole nother episode. Meanwhile, we are in the meanwhile.
Okay.
There will be an episode coming out called Meanwhile App Life. Okay, there all we right. go. Period. Boom. Mic drop. I don't know which apps aren't hookup. I guess eHarmony isn't. If you're on eHarmony, you are, you know, you ain't trying
you
to hook
win
up.
It to win
or
it.
If you, yeah, or Mormon Singles. My friend met her husband on Mormon Singles.
Okay, I've not heard of that one.
Yes, you Mormon Singles. That's where she met him, and then they got married. And I was like, whatever.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And then I didn't get invited to the wedding. Whatever. I'm over it. Okay, we were best friends in college. I'm over it now, though.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
What?
Okay. We need to recap. We recap, and come on.
Okay, so the moral of the story is Molly went on... Well, we're about to go off subject again. Get ready.
Yes, we... Yes.
Molly went on a maintenance day, and she said, hair done, nail... Drake lyric, hair done, nails done, everything did... Even a vajacial. You remember she got the vajacial?
Uh-huh.
We have had... Did you have a vajacial? Or we both had a vajacial? I think I had a vajacial in Atlanta.
Okay. Oh, is that what they're calling those? That's what they're calling those now?
Yes.
I don't know.
Wasn't that you?
Yes. That was...
We got the...
We just gonna put that out there like that? We just gonna put that out there?
That's not embarrassing. We got a vajacial.
Oh my gosh.
It was called a V-Steam. You sit on this little, there's this woman, a beautiful woman, a little woman of traditional work of the V-Steam. She had these herbs in these little buckets, and she would take the herbs and dump them into these pods, and then the water, and you were sitting on like a little toilet shaped thing. It was actually a box. You were sitting on a box.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put on these capes, and then the herbs vajacial you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, did you have a V-Steam, yes or no?
Yes.
Why are you trying to deny your V-Steam? Okay.
I never denied it. But why are we off topic right now?
But after I had that V-Steam, I had a lot of good luck for a while. So I think that I wish they had a V-Steam place here in Cleveland. We have have a whole episode about Jeju. Okay, that's a whole episode. So, okay, I'll get back on subject. Okay. Episode 2.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we ain't doing this in no 30 minutes.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Okay, another Drake reference in this episode when Lawrence bought her that birthday card and it was like, if you read in this, it's your birthday. I was like, oh.
Yes. Yes. All right.
So what would you say is your one or two or three, I don't care, moments that make this episode significant in the series?
What kind of made it significant for me, like how Issa was kind of like avoiding Lawrence. Like she wasn't going home. She wasn't responding to his texts. And when she runs into him, she was like, yeah, I got to go. Like that right there.
She was buying that six pack of panties.
Right. Like this half of one coming back home. She's about to wash her tail somewhere else. Yeah, she was like, yeah. So that was kind of like that was like, okay, she is trying to make a getaway, but not the best way.
Right. Because that's not how you, even if you are mad at somebody, that's not how you do it.
Right.
You know, and I think that was one of the things that we said keeps coming up. One of the themes is what happens with Lawrence and Issa, whose fault is it that things go the way they do?
Yes.
And it's about communication.
That's exactly what it's about. And it's both their faults pretty much.
Right.
That's my opinion.
Right. So, this episode had a few other things that I'll run through real quick.
This is
the first time that we see the Dunes. 709 the Dunes, you know, the front face of the building where everybody's always taking those pictures.
Yeah.
And if I ever go to LA, I am taking a picture again. I'll take a picture in front of the Dunes because that means you've made it. You're insecure. You're fully insecure. They also show, it is the little buzzing is back. What is that? Oh, stop it. Go away.
Don't
you don't hear it?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to keep going. So they have the TV show called Conjugal Visits, which is something that Insecure does where they have a TV show within the TV show. And Conjugal Visits is like this women's prison where everybody's watching these shows, you know? So I love that part. And
what? I must have missed that. I missed that.
I know. It's hilarious. You got to watch for it. Because in the other season, it's that one show where they're like, Nettie, why didn't you watch
this? Yes, Due North. Due North. Yes. And then there was there was another one. Wasn't it this one where they had, I cannot think of it.
Oh. Yes. So they had that. So the first season had Conjugal Visits. And everybody, every time they went, yes, every time they went to somebody's house, they was watching Conjugal Visits. And
I'm about to watch it now.
Yes. And the women in prison are like, that they know of. I killed two people that they know of.
Oh, so I remember. Okay, nope, it's coming back to me. I remember.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That's called Conjugal Visits. Oh, I was like, oh my gosh. But then the other thing that comes out of this episode for me is the character Thug Yoda. I loved meeting Thug Yoda. You know, he said he taught his daughter her ABBs. You know, I fully don't understand that, but I appreciate that character so much.
What do you mean you don't fully understand that?
Why he can't say C's?
Because he a blood, so you can't say nothing that begin with a C because C is for grip.
I understand that, but like, that serious about it? He didn't say no. He won't say
nothing that begins.
He taught the daughter her ABBs. He said
bears. You remember that?
She can't watch the Care Bears. She got to watch the Bear Bears. I was like, oh, mercy.
Yes, they that serious. It's that deep. It's that deep.
So, season four, I mean, oops, I'm out of my mind. But episode three, is that what we on?
Mm-hmm.
Racist AF. You know, they start up, Lawrence is still struggling, and they're planning the beach day, and they having those secret white meetings that Issa was concerned about. But I think that the big thing for me this in episode three, Racist AF, is Issa's lack of enthusiasm when Lawrence is talking about going to talk to the headhunter. Like, I just felt like she really didn't have a lot of feelings about Lawrence's needs when he wanted to talk to her about how things were going, his struggles. Mm-hmm. I felt like she really shut him down.
Yeah, she kind of like tuned him out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And this is the first time we meet your favorite character, Kelly and Tiffany.
Yes. Kelly is actually me in college.
oh, mercy. Claim it.
You know, and I'm not, yeah, Kelly is actually, that's, Kelly's character was me all throughout college. So.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yes.
Kelly is like the friend that doesn't have a filter, but you don't want her to because you want to know what she's thinking. Because whatever it is, it's going to be a little bit messy. And you're like, oh, give it to us. Tell us your deep thoughts.
Oh my goodness. And then she's going to get mad at you for when you say something to her.
Exactly. Exactly. Why you say something about that? And you're like, you're an absolute mess right now. I also think this episode had some really good lines that I still think about to this day.
What's that?
They said, those kids on the bus, when Issa was like, we are in mixed company. You know, because like the other people that she worked with, the white people were like in the front of the bus. And the kids were on the bus were black. And they were like, we are in mixed company. And then she goes, that girl, Janice, that bad girl. She was like, beach better have my money. I died. So the kids are saying beach because they're going to the beach day, you know, beach cleanup day. And The one kid was like, "Beach don't kill my vibe."
Yeah.
And then the boy's like, "What's my favorite word? Beach." Yeah, and this is the first time we also meet Tasha. What do you think about the first time they introduced the Tasha character? You know, what are your thoughts about that?
Something was gonna happen.
You knew that, you could tell.
Because it's like, you're not just gonna introduce, like the way they introduced her, I kind of felt like this is okay, something's about to go on with them, flat out. She was a little bit too flirtatious. She was being,
you know what?
She was nice, but it was kind of like overly nice. But then Lawrence kind of, you know what I'm saying? He kind of like gave into it though, because he wasn't getting it at home. So he gonna get it somewhere else.
Yes. And you know what? We just kind of finished talking about the fact that Issa was not enthusiastic about what he was going through.
Exactly. And then
he goes to the bank and Tasha's like, "Oh, look at you looking like Obama."
That's all he needed to hear.
I love that character. She nails it.
Yeah, she does.
Let's see. Any other highlights from episode titled, what was that one called? Racist AF? What's my favorite word? Beach!
Not really. Nothing stands out to me right now.
Okay. The next episode is called Thirsty AF. And this is the first time we get a little bit of nudity.
Oh.
Lawrence comes back from a run and he takes his pants off in the bathroom and he's getting in the shower. And then we see some bare butt cheeks. I'm going to say it. This is probably when I started to fall in love with Lawrence.
After seeing his butt crack?
It wasn't just about the crack. It was just about his butt cheeks. He had some booty globes, you know. He was thick with it. I was like, "Lawrence, hey there." I thought he was going to be skinny, but he had a little meat on his bones. He had a little bit of stockiness to him.
That was the most awkwardest moment ever between them two on air.
It was disgusting. Yeah, I hated it because he was talking about his dad. I was like, oh boy.
Man.
Well, this is career day. And what would you say is the takeaway from this episode? For me, like I said, it was all about the nudity. I was like, okay, hey, insecure.
Well, it is HBO, so.
And that lets me say another thing. I don't think that there's enough nudity in this show.
It's HBO. More than enough. No, that's Cinemax that has too much. AKA Skinemax. I honestly believe that this series has just enough nudity. We don't need all of that. Let me take that back. I don't need all of that. I'm good with just what was provided.
You're like, that's enough. That's just the right amount. Yeah. I was like, they could have like a little bit more. But I mean, they could have a little bit more.
I can't with you.
So, I would say that, and then also, I guess the other big thing about this episode is when she's talking to herself in the mirror about Daniel. And Tasha shared her hot sauce with Lawrence. She gave him some hot sauce.
Right.
And she was like, "I woke up like this." I was like, uh-oh. Oh, she coming for him.
Mm-hmm.
She coming for him.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, Who's laughing? Mercy. Oh, goodness gracious.
You heard that?
I can hear it.
Oh, my goodness. That was Jay in the other room.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Okay, so the next episode, Shady AF. I guess for me, the biggest thing about this episode was Molly's lack of awareness and how pushy she is with guys. Like, so that guy was in her bed and she was like, so do you want to go with me to the party? I mean, I have to let her know if I'm going to give it plus one. I was like, calm down.
Oh, yeah. Who was that guy? That was, what was his name? I'm a classic.
Chris.
I don't know the character, like his actual character, but I know he's like a music artist. Oh, but yes.
He is?
Yeah.
He is a little cutie patootie.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little cutie pie.
He was cute, but he went along with it.
He did. Didn't he? And then like he gave her a win. He was like, I can give you a win. I thought that was like, I don't know. You needed a win. I was like, don't tell me that. Don't say that to me. Okay.
But what was this whole, okay, so I'm a backtrack for a second. So
yeah,
let's talk about the league that she was in, that she signed up to. Let's go into that. So that is for like very professionals elite. That are looking for the same in a mate, right?
Yes, it is. So the league is for elite online dating or elite dating app. And that's where she met that guy, Chris, whatever his name was. Mm-hmm. Chris, yeah. I signed up for something like that called Luxy. And like it was like a waiting list to get on the app. And then they were like, we're sorry, you cannot get, they make you send your pictures. And then if they don't like your pictures, you don't get on the app.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was rough. They told me no. So, they're like, ma'am, no thank you.
Goodness.
Real fast. I was Goodness. Like, cool. I'm going to get back on Tinder.
Oh, my goodness.
So, what are your thoughts about elite dating apps? Are they gross?
Hey, whatever floats your boat.
Okay.
You got to find what you want. So if that's something that she felt that she had to get on to be able to find someone of her magnitude on, and not even that, on her same level, if not higher, because she was not about, dating anything less than where she was already at.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, like you said, she was pushy with him. She jumped too soon. And she talked about it in episode one where, if she goes too slow, he's not interested. If she moves too fast, he's not interested. So,
And you're right. I feel the same way. Like, you gotta know how to play it. It's just hard. You're like, what do I say now? What am I going to say that's going to make him not call back? It's just, so I think she played it right. But at the same time, in this case, maybe a tiny bit too pushy. Too pushy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
What else about this episode?
What else about this episode? I would say the other thing.
Because we got three more.
I know. the other thing that stands out to me is this is the episode, Shady AF, is where Lawrence takes down the YouTube video of Issa's broken. Oh, no. She tells Lawrence about the video. And then she goes to Daniel to see if they can go to Mavericks to see if they can find out who posted the video.
Right.
And the reason that's important is because that timeline is how Issa ends up at the studio. Because because Daniel says to her, hey, I don't want you driving. You're too stressed out to drive. Come sit in the studio. And then he offers her the chair with wheels. I was like, calm down, okay? You're gonna offer her the chair with wheels. Like, that was a special treat. I was like, she could have sat on the couch that clearly was broken. You know, every time you go to a recording studio, it's the couch is always broken.
Well, like, I've never been to one, so.
This is letting you know in advance. The couch sits so low, you might as well be sitting on the floor. Like, you are sitting on bamboo shoots on The Survivor, honey. Okay? That thing is sitting low to the ground. Uh-huh. So she's sitting in the chair with wheels. And that's how Issa ends up sleeping with Daniel. And that's significant because this is another episode where we see a little bit of nudity. And I'm going to tell you right here, this was one of the most awkward scenes I've ever seen in a movie or TV show.
What's with, that?
You know, the sex scene with Lawrence and Issa. It was pretty gross. Did not like it.
Oh, yeah, because she came home right after that, and then she slept with him, didn't she?
Yes, because he took down the video. That's in the next episode. But I just didn't like it. It was disgusting. Like, I don't know if now you ask somebody else, and they're like, no, that was the hottest thing ever. I'm like, the lighting was bad. It felt too dark. I didn't like it. It didn't look like it. It looked weird. I didn't like it.
But it probably was supposed to be, because Issa was feeling some kind of way. You know, she was guilty. She felt guilty about that because she knew what she did was wrong.
Not during it. During it, she was like, "Wee!" And then afterwards, she was in the bathroom and she could. This was a significant moment because she's in the bathroom in a mirror and she can't look herself in the eye. Then she sees the soap pump. And she then looks at herself and then you see the guilt. I was like, oh, she feel bad about that. About that terrible 8 minutes that she just spent on that couch. I was like, honey, you wish you could get those 8 minutes back. You wish you could get those two Drake songs back. Okay. Cause that's what that was looking like. That was looking terrible. I said, I'm so sorry for your soul, girl. But, I guess that's my only significant thing about that episode. But like you said, the next episode is called Guilty AF. And what would you say is your takeaway from Guilty AF?
Her dodging, because she started dodging Daniel not too long after that, didn't she?
You are right. Yep. Yeah. She's like, I can't. You know,
like it never happened almost.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to respond to his textuses. I'm not going to message him back. You know, it just immediately got so super shady. And you're like, Issa, what for? You know, what for art thou Romeo? Okay. Why so dodgy?
Yeah.
But this is also the episode, Guilty AF, where Lawrence takes her.
Yes. Yes.
They go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And, actually, a lot happens in this episode.
A lot.
He takes her to the movies, and he takes her ring shopping. And she's like, oh my gosh, I can't get a ring on my finger because I'm having flashbacks about those terrible 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I definitely think that Issa has a lot of... a lot of guilt and shame about her actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speak on it about Molly's situation as well.
I thought you was gonna talk about it.
No, you got it. You got it.
So they're playing Guess How Dirty I Have Been. You know that old game. You know that old gag. Guess what I did that was so nasty. And, you know, she's like, oh, I got you. I hooked up with a professor. And he was like, oh, I got you. One time I did this. I was, you know, I poured a Slurpee down her shirt. You know, they was just trying to one-up each other. And then she was like, one time I kissed a girl, you know, trying to be, make it funny, kiki. Then he was like, yeah, one time me and this dude, we hooked up. And she was like, ah! Record scratch.
Er.
Er. She was like, wait a minute. She was like, so you're bi. And he was like, no, it was like 20 years. It was like when I was 20, you know?
Right.
But she couldn't let it go. Mm-mm. That's a whole
Could
episode.
Could you let it go?
Yes.
Would you be able to let it go?
I have.
Oh. Alrighty then.
You know what?
Alrighty then.
You know what? People do things in their past that are not the people they are now. And you got to say, you got to chart. Once again, I'm going to take my credit card of life, and I'm going to swipe it, and I'm going to charge it to the game. You got to say, you know what? It happened. It's in somebody's past. You know, they were playing a game. It was after football practice. Hey, I don't know. Live your best life. Hey, I'm not going to judge you. Okay? Hey. Okay? And you know what? After that, he won that game of who's the dirtiest, didn't he?
That he did. Yes, he did.
He won that little game there. She was like, uh-oh. But I my other thing is, I will say that she then had a problem with it. And then she took it to her friends when they went to go see the play, The First Supper.
Yeah.
Starring Kelly's cousin in Black Jesus. A real, it was a real mess.
Hot mess.
It involved the Bible and hoverboards. So I don't know. They were trying something. And it had two intermissions, one for the bathroom, one for snacks. I thought that was deep, you know. They were looking out for the best interest of the audience. Yeah, but when she told her friends, all her friends kind of had differing opinions. Right. And this was an opportunity for us to hear Issa being the voice of reason. Because Issa was kind of like, you know what? What makes that a big deal, you know?
Right.
And she was like, hey, let it go. You know, she was like, you know,
right.
Elsa, the situation. Let it go. Okay. Yeah. What about you? Well, how did you feel about that?
Within the episode itself, he was like, it wasn't, he let the guy give him head, and it was a long time ago.
Right. He was like, years ago. Okay.
So he was like, I ain't like that. It was just this one time. I think, you know, you got people to experiment in college here and there. You know what I'm saying? Some don't, you know, but at the same time, it's like, you don't, it was his past. Like you said, you got to move forward. So I think with us, we still would bring it to our friends and say, hey, what y'all think, and go from there. But
okay,
if she really truly had an issue about it, I think after that she found a reason not to like him, not to further the relationship. She thought she would be able to, you know, move past it, but she wasn't able to.
Yeah, exactly.
So
she couldn't let it go.
Yeah, she couldn't let it go. I don't know if I'll be able to let it go. I just don't.
And that's okay. That's okay. Like it some people, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't. I almost have to be like, it is what it is. You know?
Yeah. I guess with time, possibly, but yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So the last two episodes kind of blur together, and then we are going to be done with our recap of season one. Real AF is the takeaway for me was about therapy and how the show actually does a good job of throughout the entire series giving you breadcrumbs of what's coming. Like, in one of the earlier episodes in the season, Molly jokes with a white coworker, a white male coworker. Oh, they gave you that white boy bonus or whatever. And you know, that comes back. And like, just like all these things that they're breadcrumbing you throughout the series. And this is a place where they're giving you some breadcrumbs because Molly runs into her friend from college, an old friend.
Oh, yeah.
They used to be really messy.
Yeah.
And that friend is like, by the way, I'm in therapy now. And, you know, and Molly's reaction to it was like the friend had just told her, by the way, I'm killing people now. You know, her reaction was very like, oh, are you okay? Are you okay?
Right.
You know, because there's, and this is what this is all about, is kind of about mental health and putting that stigma in the forefront of therapy, you know, especially in the Black community. You know, what are your thoughts about that moment where she met up with that girl? Well, there was one problem I'll tell you about that girl. Her hair was too blonde. Okay, she was dark-skinned Black girl, and her hair was it was honey blonde. It was the wrong color, so I knew she was crazy right then.
Oh, you know? Stop.
So, I'm kidding. I'm a therapist. I'm kidding.
I know.
I was like, that hair was too blonde. I'm not appreciate that. So, but that's once again, casting's way of letting us know that something ain't right. Something ain't right. Your hair, you too brown for your hair to be that blonde. You can be blonde. You can be bright blonde, but not that blonde. That was like almost like it matched her skin. It was, you know. Okay. But what were your thoughts about that moment?
With Molly and the chick from college?
Crystal, I think her name was.
I think that it was, yeah, it was Crystal. I think it was a good moment just for Molly, just for her to hear how Crystal came, you know, how messed up she was and how, granted, she might still be messed up, but she's seeking help for it. So that gave, even though Molly knocked it in that moment, it still, she still thought about it. You know what I'm saying? It still is in the back of her mind, like, okay, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the way they introduced it because, like you said, it's such a stigma in the Black community to be talking to anybody that ain't your mama, your grandmama, or God.
Right. Right.
So.
Yeah, and I like how they did it. And I mean, and like I said, it's a breadcrumb. So they're letting you know it's there.
Yeah.
And the way that her and Issa kind of dealt with it, you know, I think Issa, once again, is kind of the voice of reason, like, yeah, try it. Why not? But the way that her friend responded is a little more.
You talking about how Molly reacted how Molly, to what Issa?
Yeah.
Because I don't think Issa, when Issa brought it up, I don't think she was, again, with the whole, like you say, with the whole broken. Like, I think she took this kind of like out of context.
Yes, absolutely.
So, because Issa was saying it wouldn't be a bad idea. Not saying like, oh, Heffa, you need to be in therapy. You know what I'm saying? She was like, you know, try it out. You never know. So, and Molly was just like, you know, I don't need that. She ain't say it, but she gave that face.
Right. She was like, what? Like that. And they were like, you might need it, boo. You might need it.
Right.
So that was my big takeaway from that episode. Oh, and then I guess the other huge thing that happens in this episode is Lauren finally, well, Issa confronts Daniel. And Issa finally have it out where they both kind of say, you know what, that was a mistake on both our parts. And then Lawrence confronts Issa. And it ends up actually leading to their breakup.
Mm-hmm. Because she finally tells the truth at the end of it all. At the end of this, episode, she actually breaks it because Lawrence, hell, they ran into each other at the fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew that this was her. You know, Lawrence knew that Daniel was her ex, so, and he, you know, was like, okay, so what's up? And that's when she told him, and he was like, you know what? But I think they both kind of had their foot out the door anyway. So, yeah.
I think, I felt like Lawrence was kind of digging in. I think he was like, you know what? I think I might propose to this girl. She might be the one. We just looked at rings. My boy Chad getting married.
Looked at rings.
My boy Chad getting married. He did. He did look at rings. Chad is a whole nother story. I love Chad.
And I real quick, I love how the characters are not who I know they're not supposed to be, but Chad, that guy played his character so well. I would think he was like that in real life. But he's the complete opposite.
I've saw him talk
and he is the complete opposite of his character. He's, you know, he's married. He loves his wife. So yeah, he's like a big family man. He's not about, you know, being with all, and I think it was on one of the episodes, I think it's season two, where they do a wind down and he says that he's not, and Kelly, she's not like that either. She even said that she loves being able to play someone outside of herself. So,
right.
So,
well,
yeah.
And I think, well, and Yvonne Orji, like Molly's character in real life at the time.
So, yeah.
She had admitted she was a virgin. You know, she was like, I'm saving myself for marriage. I was like, that's awesome. You know, like,
right.
Yes. So I think that you get this whole line of people being like, this is what we're doing. But on screen, we're playing characters. We're acting. We're performing, you know, but not necessarily, this isn't who we are.
But they do it so well to where you,
they do.
You hate them as a person sometimes.
You're like, I want to smack Chad.
Yes.
See, I think Chad's a little cutie pie.
His personality makes me dislike him. Like, his character personality, I dislike him.
Yeah, he's a little raunchy.
So, yeah.
My thing is so tiny. I hope this comes out. We'll see what happens. All right, so the last episode. Now, this is where I'm like, this show is so interesting. Because I would have thought the series would have ended on real AF. So, as that episode was playing, in my mind, I was like, oh, this is the season finale. It just felt really final. They were at the, you know, at the banquet and all the kids were there. We got y'all, you know, all the money. And then they had the breakup. And then they give you an episode after the breakup. And I was like, whoa, you know. So I like the way the Insecure did that because they didn't have to have that through line. They could have like ended it on the breakup. You have no idea what's going to happen next, you know, but it is Kelly's birthday and they are going to Malibu. They rent a house in Malibu and it looks like a good time. Would you ever want to do that for your birthday?
I don't know. For my birthday? I don't know if I want
to. I think your birthday's this month.
It is this month. It's the end of this month. Oh, and we're quarantined, so we ain't doing nothing.
Somebody's going to be listening to this 2 years from now when they're doing like a deep dive of Insecure. And they're like, I want to listen to everything about Insecure. And they're going to hear that. And they're going to be like, they're going to have a bad flashback. They're like, ah! Damn it! Damn it! That's what this guy on Survivor said that. But, I'm going to do a whole series on Survivor, too. Just get ready. Don't judge me. Survivor is the air that I breathe.
Yes, it is.
So they went to Malibu. The girls went to Malibu. The guys went to the strip club. And the last scene of this series with Lawrence is a very memorable scene for me and it touches my heart. And
that
was the moment. That was when he met back up with Tasha.
Oh, that moment. Oh my goodness. when they close out on it and they doing it.
Well, I just was looking at how he was grabbing the hair because I was like, oh, mercy, that poor child's tracks is just getting pulled to the high heavens. I was like, oh, mercy, her poor tracks. But you know what? She had a smile on her face. She had a smile on her face. And
yes,
that had good lighting. And I mean, that's how you do it. That's how you end a series. And I was like, and scene. And scene. Take the light out. Take the light. Take it out. Boom, cut. Cut fade. I was like, there it is. Because I was looking, and I was like, Lawrence, there you are, buddy. There you are, big guy. I see ya. Because the rest of the series, I hadn't seen him yet.
I really didn't know
who Lawrence was. In that moment, I knew who Lawrence was.
You know, but I think that also, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're nailing it. Okay.
Because I want to say that also, because we go into then, okay, we're not talking about Until Tomorrow, but that also leads him into a different kind of person, a person that he is not though. You know what I'm saying?
No, he is.
You think that's him, or you think he is just because he's been with Issa so long, he's like, okay, now I gotta go F up some sheets now. Multiple sheets.
He was so in his element. Like he was and that actually you're talking about something that happens in season three. It's in season three when we see that moment. No, wait. Is it season three or season two? It's in season three when Lawrence really becomes his full self for that episode. I just want when we get there, I'm going to need a handheld fan when we talk about it. Because that's a deep moment for me.
I don't think that's who he is. I think he's trying to be like Chad, but
no, I think he was living his best life.
I don't know.
No,
I take that back because, well, I think he was trying to put on something because Chad was the main one in his ear. Like, you need to, you know what I'm saying? So I think he was trying to be somebody that he wasn't. But
you might be right.
That's just me. That's what I saw. I didn't think that because I ain't gonna lie. At one point, I was all about Team L, Team Lawrence. That was my dude. Then I was just like, I don't know.
So. Lawrence is like, I feel like he is giving me Love is Blind Cameron vibes. And that is goodness. Why.
Really?
He is giving me Love is Blind Cameron vibes, and I'm for it. I'm like, oh, baby.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I agree with you on that one.
They're both scientists. They both work in data.
Moving on.
And they both have, oh boy. What else is your takeaway from this last episode of season one? And we're coming in right at an hour. We nailed it.
Oh my goodness. You know,
we tried for 30 minutes.
Long.
What's your final takeaway from this last episode?
To be honest, Lawrence was just like, he done. Issa wanted them to work it out. She wanted, you know what I'm saying? She was like, this ain't gone. You know, I'm sorry. I wanted to work. And Lawrence was just like, you know what? This is it for me. She pretty much got a taste of her own medicine pretty much.
Just the hurt. She got a taste of the hurt. And then she was curled up on that couch on the front yard.
But I don't like the fact how he played her, though. That was kind of messed up, though. He was like, we need to talk. And then she showed up.
He didn't say, come home, we need to talk. He just said, we need to talk.
Okay.
I think in that moment, he was like, you know what? I need to talk to somebody that I can connect with. We need to talk. And then she took it as, we need to talk right now. You know, he didn't say that. And then she ruined her Malibu trip. She had to go home. See,
But when you got to think about it, when you going through a relationship and you are hoping for the best, you're going to do whatever you can to make it work. So that was her trying to be there to make it work. So she was like, okay, he's talking about we need to talk. So maybe in her mind, she was like, okay, I need to be at home. I need to get home because he want to talk. Because maybe she thought he was back at home.
She definitely did. You know, that's definitely what she was doing. She was like, all right, let me get home. He at home. Let's go talk. Let me go find him. Yeah,
exactly. And come to find out, he like deuces.
Right.
And then that's when we go to your favorite scene.
Best scene of the series up to that point.
Then
season two gives you a humdinger, honey.
Oh yeah. Okay. It ended with them and then it opened with them.
Yeah. No, not even them. Wait, was that season? No, that's season two. When Lawrence has to go, when he going to buy, where you going with that drink? Where you going with all that drink? Him and those two girls. Holy mother mercy, you guys. We're in for a doozy. Any final words for season one, Erinette?
I enjoyed the whole introduction to everything.
Okay.
And felt like it had pieces of my life in there.
Okay, pieces of me and Ashley Simpson original. Okay, I see you. I feel that.
Yes. Yeah, I definitely could relate. I will say I could relate to some of that stuff that was going on. So yeah.
Absolutely.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
All right. So as you kind of know, we're going to do one a day for the next 2 days of Insecure. Insecure season one, Insecure season two, Insecure season three. And then starting next week, we will be doing Insecure season four, episode by episode. So each week we'll put out one recap from the episode that was that prior day or week, within the week. So thank you guys for tuning in. This is the Meanwhile Podcast. I'm Kelvette, and thank you, Erinette, for joining me.
Very,
I hope
very
that you guys
thank you for having come me. Back.
Oh, for sure. Come back for episode two, Insecure, season two. Bye, y'all.
Bye.